Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is Play?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Dave, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Let's do some drugs.
A woman who tore out her own eyeballs while high because she believed that it would save the world said that she has no regrets about being fired from a job for a very specific reason. So back in 2018, Kaylee Muthart, she was struggling with drug addiction when she got the notion that someone had to sacrifice something important to put things right in the world. She said that at the time, she thought everyone would die if she did not tear out her own eyeballs. And she was found holding her eyeballs in her hands. Now, she ended up permanently blinding herself because she pulled out her eyeballs. But since then, she's turned her life around, dropped the drug habit. And while she also got herself a job washing dishes at a local restaurant to make some money, she was also working on completing her education. However, she has since been fired from a job, but she has no regrets over it because of the reason why. In an interview, she explained that she'd been fired from her dishwashing job in a restaurant because she was sneaking food out of the kitchen and feeding it to a hungry cat, and the cats ate kittens. Well, the property manager told her to stop, but she got fired because she continued to provide food to the starving felines. She said that the loss of her job, it was hard on her, but she isn't regretting her choice because she's sure that feeding the famished feline family was the right thing to do. However, she is hoping to get a new job so that she can pay her own way and has signed up to a recruiter that helps rehabilitate the blind. That is the story. It's very weird. But the question is, what drug was she on when she ripped out her own eyeballs? Was it PCP, heroin, bath salts, or meth? So PCP, heroin, bath salts, or meth. What drug was she on when she ripped her eyeballs out of her head?
Wow, I can't see it being any of them. Sorry, bad pun.
I mean, I would think she just lost her job and she couldn't do it.
The dishes were clean.
Yeah.
But somehow she was pulling that off. Go figure.
And stealing food.
Dave, I'm going to go. I'm going to go straight meth, Dave.
You didn't say where it was, did you?
This was in the UK, I believe. Yeah, she could have been the U.S. mayor, because there's the mayor, U.S. and English. I'm not sure which one.
Seems like it'd be hard to sneak food out if you can't see if anybody's watching you.
And brother, I'm right there with you. I don't know how all of this played out after the fact, but she did it somehow.
All right, the four choices once again, I'm sorry.
PCP, heroin, bath salts, or meth?
I think I'm going to go PCP.
PCP for Dave.
I'll go on PCP. I can't imagine any other drug would have you rip out your own eyeballs.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing the second one if you got the first one out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding. Right, well, right.
Someone should have kept an eye out for her.
Hey-o.
Did you take PCP, heroin, bath salts, or meth? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories drugs on profile. This woman tore out her own eyeballs while high on drugs. She did turn her life around, but she did get fired from a job after stealing food to feed the cats.
That's correct.
Outside of the restaurant. Question is, what drug was she on when she ripped her eyeballs out? PCP, heroin, bath salts, or meth?
And Dave, that is the question that we posed to you. Let us start with... Well, let's start with you and D. Ted Smith. You both said PCP, which in my opinion would have been my guess. However, it was not PCP. Miles, you were quick to jump on the meth train, and also you guessed meth today. And you are correct.
All right.
That is just not the drug I would have thought.
See what I did there?
I mean, that's got to be, you've just been up for days.
I would have guessed either PCP or bath salts.
Correct.
Like, as far as that level of insanity, man. Wow.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teased the town's writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Some science news this week included the study that found cats learn to meow louder at men because they're bad listeners. So my wife is a cat?
V. Ted Smith, yes.
Yeah. Either that or something like, what? Did you hear that?
They have to meow more. So like with a woman, they found out that if a cat is owned by a female, that the cats just go meow
And once. The woman will go over and do whatever the hell needs to be done. If a cat tries to meow at a man, it's like, meow.
It's up three meow. Times on average.
Meow. 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 Like,
I think
hey,
it makes
dude,
guys bad listeners.
They, well, we're just ignoring
I'm just,
you.
Thank you.
That, like, hey, man, my cat does it all the time, right? It's like I'm screaming up the stairs every once in a while. I'm like, I hear you, but like anything, do you need me? Or you just, okay, fine. Yeah.
Netflix announced an $83 billion deal to buy Warner Brothers and HBO. Netflix is buying almost everything Warner Brothers except CNN. Basically, if Warner Brothers were an edible arrangement, CNN is the cantaloupe.
Cole
Fallon. Fallon.
A lot of people are talking about this. Netflix just shocked the entertainment industry by announcing an $83 billion deal to buy Warner Brothers and HBO. Yeah, Netflix is buying almost everything Warner Brothers owns except CNN.
Mm.
Basically, if Warner Brothers was an edible arrangement, CNN is the cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe's delicious.
I love cantaloupe.
Yeah, it's like, a sign of wealth.
Why the cantaloupe hate?
This holiday season, McDonald's is introducing a new limited edition adult Happy Meal called the Grinch Meal. Fitting, because if you eat enough McDonald's, your heart will grow three sizes. It's the first McDonald's collab with Dr. Seuss since its short-lived Fisher One Filet, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
I'll say that's Colbert.
That is Colbert.
This holiday season, McDonald's is introducing a new limited edition adult Happy Meal called the Grinch Meal. Fitting, because if you eat enough McDonald's, your heart will also grow three sizes. It's the company's first Dr. Seuss collab since its short-lived Filet-O One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
A new law is set to take effect this week in Australia to keep children under 16 off social media, which means millions of children in Australia will finally put their phones down, go outside, get bit by something, and die.
That's Seth.
A new law is set to take effect this week in Australia to keep children under 16 on social media, which means millions of children in Australia will finally put their phones down, go outside, get bit by something, and die.
That is a weird one. I don't know. I get it. I like it. But also, I don't know. Isn't that kind of on the parents to decide how much the kid uses the tablet?
That's precisely it. And the kids will figure out a workaround. Look, they never sold me porn magazines. I had a stack of them. It's just one of those things, right?
Let's see. Jimmy Kimmel, he signed an extension for another year that'll keep him at ABC through 2027. Yeah. Seems like a lot of people, Colbert's done.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel's still on there, so what happens.
But then
there.
Kimmel even said, like, he wants to be done soon. Like last year, maybe. Earlier this year, I felt like he's
I
like,
mean, he always takes the summers off and has guest hosts in there, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Right?
What's the game show that he... He hosts a game show, doesn't he?
Does he?
I believe he does. Some kind of, I don't know, maybe reboot of something?
I don't know.
Probably.
On Sunday night.
I know Fallon does.
Well, his is what? Like all singing or something? Or no, he had something about advertising. I don't remember. I can't keep up.
Kimmel hosts the celebrity edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ah, okay. People that aren't celebrities.
They are already a millionaire, huh?
Right.
Jesus. What if we give these guys more money?
Oh, no, it's all charity stuff.
I'm pretty sure it's all charity.
Yeah, I know.
But it's kind of funny.
Yeah, who wants to be a millionaire? Let's talk to the millionaires.
Yeah,
me.
The Red Cross.
Well, it's kind of like we were talking about with AI, right? Like, you want human actors. At some point, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was great. I don't need to see famous people already doing it.
Mm-hmm. No, like, give actual people a shot. Let them do their own charity. Speaking of AI, just a weird thing, and I know it's a little different, but, you know, people bitch about it, whatever. But James Cameron, of all people, was bitching about AI in movies. I'm like, Titanic.
Avatar.
Avatar. And I know they green screened it and blah,
right,
blah, blah.
CGI.
But I'm like, all of those backgrounds you have for those movies, right? Like, you did not break a cruise ship in half and drop people in the propellers. Right. Like, come on. Well, I guess that's CG, right?
Right. It's all computer generated.
You should see some pictures of the first Titanic movie they did. It was back in the day in black and white. They're in a pool. They've got like these styrofoam floating.
Oh, no.
It looked like giant ice cubes. But they're so buoyant and they're bouncing around everywhere.
Oh, geez.
Dude, some of the old Hollywood stuff is kind of wild. I want to say, did you guys ever see Clear and Present Danger?
Not since it came out, but yeah.
Right. And there's this famous scene where they're like on boats and this and that. And they're like things are on fire. And then you think it was that movie. Then when you see it was like a parking lot that had like a dip in it. And they were like, all right, screen it up, fill it up with water, and we'll film it all in there. You're just like, man, that's crazy.
It's like you guys said with the like the Disney rides where something goes wrong, they have to turn on the lights, and you're like, we're in a warehouse with a bunch of stuff, but like those sound stages are kind of the same thing. You're so focused on the action, then they'll show like actual photographs from the set, and you're like you said, like you're in a car dealership.
What was the movie where the tidal wave takes over New York?
Day After Tomorrow?
Day After Tomorrow, yeah.
Something like Fremont Studios, that big black building down there with all the flags.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do. They used to set up these elaborate sets and either blow them
like
off
the miniatures?
Yeah. And they do like flyovers, whatever they needed to do to replicate that. I was like, that seems like that would be a great gig.
Yeah.
Like being a kid in a candy store, man. I'm going to make this thing and blow
stressful,
it up.
Stressful, but fun.
Right.
Well, I mean, credit, like, look, I'm not a Star Wars person, but credit to them. I mean, those were all like tiny
puppets and all that
scaled
stuff,
down yeah. models and stuff.
They've got them at the EMP.
Yeah.
They have a couple of them. They have like the Death Star and the private collector stuff.
I guess to me, again, it sounds like we're just railing against AI now, but like that seems like it's a little more like, you still got to do it.
You mean the models and stuff?
Yeah. So like I have a little more respect for that as opposed to just typing in prompts and then getting exactly what you want.
Yeah, because there's whole teams of people. One, you had someone who had to design it, right? So that guy gets hired. He works with a couple of draftsmen. You come up with your concept. And then there's a bunch of people that have to build it. And then you have people that stage it, right? So, I mean, you got like 40 or 50 people working on something you see in a movie for 15 seconds. That's something memorable from the movie. But they're like, we spent 8 months building this. Then we blew it up. Which has to kind of suck. You know, when you create this really cool model, then it's like, all right, and now it explodes. But you're right. Yeah. There's something about that. But also, you know, it's a team of people working on something, which I think is pretty cool. But also, that costs more than AI. So I understand.
I think they made their money.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and there was always like the spaghetti westerns.
Sure.
But then I want to say to this day, there's like weird little ghost towns in like Wyoming and stuff that were never
they
real.
Were just sets.
Right. They were never real towns.
Yeah.
They were just sets for other westerns and stuff. But like, people were like, ooh, it's a ghost town. It's like, I guess
it's just a front. Some of
right, it's like yeah. kind of like they really just built it for this.
Yeah, they built it for that. Some of the weird stuff too is, and it's you got to kind of go down a wormhole. But there'll be like 10 different movies that are made. They have nothing to do with each other, but they're like, for this scene, we borrowed a prop yeah. like from the James Bond franchise.
I'm pretty sure Westworld did their whole thing in that one town that had already been built for a movie back in the day.
Yeah,
yeah, so kind of borrow other people's crap. Yeah,
yeah, like it's there.
Man, why not?
Still looks old and rustic.
So last night after the Monday Night Football game, there was a little controversy. Justin Herbert is the winning quarterback. Laura Rutledge is doing the sideline reporting. She's got to go down and get an interview with him. He tried to get away. This is what it sounded like.
And we will go to Laura Rutledge, who is hustling to get this interview from Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
No, I know, but can we just talk to you really fast? To watch the interception there that sealed this game for you guys to get this win.
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today. So proud to
a lot of people, right? Obviously, all of a sudden, social media split, right? It's like, look, I get Justin Herbert's side. That's a tough game. He's beat up. He just wants to go talk to his teammates. But also, it's like, it is the NFL. And Laura Rutledge, like, look, she knows. She's just trying to do her job. He's the winning quarterback. She's got to get sound with him. So, like, I get both sides of it. I don't think I'm happy he finally did it. Like I don't know that he was being rude to her. I don't think she was being out of line for kind of grabbing him and just saying, hey, man, like you're going to win a quarterback. Yeah. This is the NFL. You got
also,
it.
Also, it's a very simple thing. He has to make himself available. And, like, he wanted to get off the field. Fine. But to his credit, when one, he did the interview, and he didn't sit there brooding about it. You know, he still tried to put the smile on and gave all of the standard answers you give. She knew damn well he didn't want to do it. She's got to do her job. But in the end, I think they both respected each other.
Well,
like,
I will
come
say
on, man,
too.
Just do this thing for me.
Every right? game yeah. he plays is probably going to be on a different network. You know, Monday Night Football is on ABC, ESPN now.
ESPN, ABC.
So do you know who the interviewer is after the game? In other words, you've got five or six reporters running up to you on the field trying to get a bite or sound from you. You know... Do you know who the actual television
They know the network people.
Yeah. They do know those
oh,
people.
Oh, absolutely.
They do.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And most of them, even in college, like you kind of have a relationship because you played a big school.
And you talk to them.
You run into the same people.
And hopefully they've interviewed before the game.
Right. You see them all the time and stuff. I would also just say this. Like, again, I get his point. But he's the game-winning quarterback on Monday Night Football with a good record. Like, this is part of the reason you practice all those years, not to just be good at football and make the NFL. You want to give those interviews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's kids today that are practicing in high school right now, right? Look, up the street at O'Day, they got some athlete in there who's probably already taking training on how to talk to the media.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, for Justin Herbert, I get it. But also, like, what it sucks is when you're not winning games, your team's not on Monday Night Football, right. Nobody wants to talk to you. That's when it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I also like they interviewed the guy that got that last interception. And she goes, how you doing? He goes, out of breath.
Yeah, he's like, I'm winded.
I can't breathe.
Right. So, again, I get both sides of it. I think it's fine. They got the interview. It's good to go. Yeah. That's football. He won.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to the UK, where locals wonder how a used condom ended up frozen in an ice rink. Meanwhile, guards intercept a drone with crab, steak, weed, and smokes headed for the clink. Words of the wise, never run a generator inside your home. A bank teller alerts customer she's being scammed on her phone. And a guy tries to rob a liquor store with a gun from 1850. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Oklahoma, where any weapon is a good weapon. A man walked into his local liquor store and attempted to buy a few bottles of cheer, but was denied when it was discovered that he didn't have his ID on him. Side note, don't forget that when you go to the liquor store. He left but returned a short time later, this time holding the register up at gunpoint. But he wasn't using any modern 9mm or 45 handgun, no. But what was described as, quote, an old-time musket. Old-timey musket. A single-shot percussion derringer. Authorities were called, and he was tracked down and arrested for armed robbery.
I'm assuming he loaded it before he went in.
I would hope so. Honestly, yeah, but I don't know that he did. He might have just grabbed the gun like, all right, I'll do it.
You don't want to take the chance, but it's just like knowing how those things are loaded. Like, sir, did you load this?
Right. Is that why you took 15 minutes to get here?
Because if you fire a warning shot, we're back to square one. Right? Like, you fired up into the ceiling like, sir, you just screwed up.
Hang on to that. That'd be funny. Fire a warning shot. Just let me know.
Right.
And those bullets are so much different. Like,
right.
You got to be pretty precise with that shot.
Yeah. I mean, I think at that point, you're like, just give him the booze.
I mean, it is a handgun, so in theory, you could load it much faster. But
if you know what you're doing. But if you're in the business of robbing places, I can't give you the benefit of the doubt that you know how to load an old musket.
Right.
I also think there's a very good chance that thing would just blow up in his hands if he tried to fire a live round.
You're not wrong, dude.
That's the issue with those old-time guns. Like, it'd be fun to shoot, but...
I wouldn't have put it past him to put, like, a bullet right in the end of it.
Right.
There.
I went to buy some caps for a cap gun.
Oh, yeah.
At Cabela's this weekend.
Yeah.
Man, there was a whole arsenal of toy guns, and... Finally, I was just like, all right, I got to put them down.
Yeah, they're fun.
They are. They have like a bolt action one.
Oh, dude, we didn't get that crap. That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, they've upped the game.
And I felt bad. So there was like two little kids. Finally, they came over. So I was like, I got to get out of here. And I just like, look at this woman. She's my age. I go, it's just a grown man playing with toy guns.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'll get out of the way.
In other news, over in the UK, it looks like someone had a bit of fun with the local ice rink. A couple out on the town decided to stop by the local ice rink and have a look at the ice. What they saw on the frozen ground brought the mixed feelings of horror and disgust, as embedded in the ice was a condom that was perfectly and smoothly encased. They alerted crew members to the object and posted photos on social media, which got mixed reviews of amusement and disgust, with many relieved that it appeared unused. A representative from the rink informed the public that the object was shortly located and removed.
So
somebody put that in.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
Somebody just snapped it and tossed it out there. And the thing is that you look at that photo, like, it's pretty well encased. So this doesn't look like they tossed it on there and just let it happen.
I'm saying they had a bottle of water and a condom.
I put like a $20 bill in there. Something where people are like, oh, man.
Put a $100 bill in a little bit more enticing condom.
So, inside the condom.
In the condom, and then pour the water. Like a gift card from someplace. Something like that. $500 Target gift card inside of a condom.
God damn it.
What would you do?
I can chisel it out.
I'm John Quinones. Why are you trying to grab that condom?
What are you doing, man?
What are you doing? Down to South Carolina, where Christmas came a little early for some folks on the naughty list. A guard was on patrol on the wall when he noticed a drone that was hovering itself over the fence with some extra cargo. It dropped its shipment and fled the scene, but instead of the payload being found by the inmate that it was meant for, it was discovered by prison guards, because that's how things work. They open the package to find two cartons of cigarettes, a bag of weed, prepackaged steaks, a bag of crab legs, and Ted, I know you're going to ask how they plan on enjoying those naked crab legs. Our boy didn't forget to add some delicious Old Bay seasoning to the shipment.
I mean, look, man, if I'm an inmate and I'm going to risk it and I got a buddy with a drone, that's roughly my order.
Okay.
You know, I mean, look, some people just want the street drugs. Or like, yeah, sure. You throw some weed in there, but seriously, man, the crab legs and Old Bay. That, put that on there first, and then anything else you want to add, cool.
Those look like king legs, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Snow crab.
Snow crab, my bad.
Snow crab.
My bad.
And also, I just didn't appreciate that it was spicy Old Bay. If that was my bunkie, I'd be like, dude, come on. You know I guess it's going to hurt me tomorrow.
Right. Oh, man. I didn't know they made a spicy Old Bay. That's already got some zest to it.
Yeah.
It does.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. That already hurts the next day.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But, yeah, I mean, you could easily see, like, how he's cooking the steaks, I'm not positive, but those snow crab legs, you just grab those and eat them.
Yeah. They collected the haul and confiscated it, putting a photo up on their social media with some holiday yucks. They also reminded that that sneaking contraband into the prison is a felony that could land you a lot closer to the action for about 10 years.
And then they ate.
Yeah, you think?
Apparently that jail had an issue with people throwing stuff over the fences.
Right.
So then they built nets, and then people just adjusted to the drones.
Catapults, yeah.
Right, there was catapults. All right, so you read all the way to the same article.
Yeah.
Catapults, and now it's like, well, I guess we'll use drones.
I got it. We stay in South Carolina for a much sadder story. Authorities were called to a local mobile home in which the couple inside was only trying to stay warm. The couple was found inside the home using a space heater to keep warm in the frigid temperatures. Powered by a generator that was indoors. In the room along with them. Sadly, the couple passed due to carbon monoxide poisoning and were pronounced dead at the scene.
Yes, they did.
Don't bring the generator inside.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do that.
I mean, it happens all the time.
It does.
It does. It's creating exhaust. That needs to be outside. But just in case that story left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Missouri, where our heroes don't always wear capes. A bank teller is making headlines for recognizing the patterns with her patrons to keep someone from losing money. She had a customer looking to withdraw a certain amount of money, thousands of dollars, and noticed that she was on the phone at the time of the transaction and seemed to fight very hard to not let anyone listen in on the conversation. Not that anybody really wants anybody to hear, but...
If you look suspicious, correct. Then you can't help but try to eavesdrop, right?
Instead of handing over her desired funds, she slid the woman a note reading, "You're being scammed." And she was. She hung up the phone and called authorities to discover that there was no active warrant for her arrest like the caller was claiming. The teller is being hailed with saving the woman thousands of, in stolen cash. This time last year, my wife and I damn near fell for the same damn trick.
A warrant or utility bill?
What it was is you skipped out on jury duty. You had sent them a notice that you were going to appear for jury duty, and then you missed your appearance. So therefore, you're in violation of the law, and now you're deemed a flight risk. And so now we need you to
a flight risk for skipping jury duty.
Exactly. And that's what I ended up telling my wife. But the thing is that they're rather smart about how they go about talking to you with that. And then they start getting a little bit more on the sympathetic side because you're obviously sitting there like there's must be some mistake. Like I never got any jury summons and said, well, that means that somebody filled it out for you. And stick with us on this one because then we're going to file a countersuit against them. And we'll press charges against them.
Now they're helping you.
Right. And that's. So be careful with that stuff. If anybody tells you to go to a Coinstar to submit payment,
right.
You're being scammed. Tell them, you know what? Send the cop over to pick me up.
Also, save those pennies, though.
Yeah. Men's room sports, you got some hockey over on TNT and college hoops over on ESPN. As far as your weather, rain is likely with a low of 48 tonight. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, rain is likely with a high of 58. Enjoy. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
All right, we'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is coming up in just seconds. Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.